Snap Studios. Starlight, star bright, and all that whispers in the night. I hope I don't, but know I might. Good feels wrong, and wrong feels right. Listen to Spoot. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From KQED and PRX, you've crossed over to Spoot. I don't have any tattoos. Not because I don't like tattoos, but because I can never make up my mind which tattoo to get. I'm not really the permanent, irreversible decision type of guy. And I tell you this because just a few weeks ago, walking down the street, sunny day, meeting a friend for lunch, this man, seated in a parked black SUV, starts screaming at me. Crazy, furious rage, shouting that I touched his car, that I'm gonna pay. I look back at him. What? And it sets him off like the pin of a grenade. Fury, madness, spittle flying from his mouth. He's like, I'm gonna kill you. And he's straining to climb out of the passenger side window, his door blocked by a light pole. And I notice, in addition to his other facial tattoos, he has two tattooed teardrops under his left eye. And I don't know if that means he's hurt someone else. I just know that I've got kids. And I'm not about to find out. I'm not going out like that. I am not about to be another tattooed teardrop on this man's cheek. And as he's screaming, the person, maybe his girlfriend, in the driver's seat, squeals it, floors it, down the road as he's shouting. And just like that, it's over. Quiet. Sunny day by the lake again. My fingers now balled into fists, and I'm thinking of all the things I have left to do in this world. All the things I need to do. I better get my hurry on. So whatever you're here to do, you might want to make it top of mind. Paola turned 15, her parents asked her, "What do you want for your birthday? A car?" No, she didn't want no car. A cruise to the Caribbean? Uh-uh. Paola, she wanted to have her dream quinceañera party. See, Mexico, when a girl turns 15, her parents throw a big party. There's a ceremony, food, and the girl performs up to 4 different dances. It's beautiful. Glorious. Paola's quinceañera, well, it's just a little bit different. Spooked.
Desde que cumplí 14, mis papás me dijeron, ¿qué vas a querer de 15 años?
The moment I turned 14, my parents asked me, so, what do you want for your 15th birthday?
Yo sé que quiero...
I really want my 15 años. So, we start looking for banquet halls, decorations, the music... I want my party to be big and unforgettable. Full of yellow details. Some flowers everywhere, because I love some flowers. I want my quinceañera to look and feel cozy and rustic.
Yo quería que mis chambelanes estuvieran integrados por mis amigos de la escuela.
I asked some of my school guy friends to be my chambelanes. Chambelanes are like your court of honor. They perform a dance with you and keep you company throughout the party. I like beg my best friend to be one of my chambelanes, even though he's shy and doesn't dance. He finally says yes. But what I'm most excited about is the dance with my dad. We are gonna dance to that song from the movie Ghost, Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. We rehearse a lot because... I'm a bad dancer.
En enero del año donde iba a ser mi fiesta, nos enteramos que mi tío...
So it's 6 months before my 15 años and our family just learned that our uncle Felipe has cancer. He means everything to my dad. When my dad was 9, his father died and my uncle became his father figure.
Se los llevaba de vacaciones, se los llevaba a los partidos.
He would take my dad and his siblings on vacation, to soccer games. Every time we would visit, he would give us the biggest bear hugs. My uncle doesn't have much hair and he always wears this soccer jersey from the local team Toluca. At that time and at that age, I'm not like super close to any of my aunts or uncles, but still I really like him. So I'm sad to hear about the cancer.
Teníamos la esperanza de que todo iba a salir bien.
But we try not to worry, we just hope for the best. Now it's 2 months before my 15 años. We are having dinner one night when my dad says,
dice, es momento de ir a ver a su tío.
Let's go visit your uncle tomorrow. So the next morning, we arrive early. We walk into my uncle's house and we open the door to his room.
Y veo a mi tío acostado en su cama.
My uncle is lying in bed. But he's not the person I've seen before. He's incredibly thin.
Entré en shock porque imagínate.
I'm in shock because I saw him a couple of months ago and he was chubby. My dad says, "Hey, how are you doing? How do you feel?" He sits next to him and chats as if nothing's wrong.
Y trato de actuar lo más normal que puedo.
I'm trying to act as normal as I can, but I'm clenching my teeth. Many memories of my uncle run through my head, like when he took me to Acapulco for the first time. I'm trying to make myself believe that this is still my uncle. Then my uncle looks at me and says,
me dice, ya va a ser la fiesta.
Your party's almost here. His voice is still the same. He even sounds cheerful. I just say, yes.
Mi papá le pregunta, ¿ya tienes el traje?
My dad asks him, do you have your suit ready? And my uncle says, I do. I already have my suit. Then my dad stays with him some more, and my sister and I leave the room. The entire time, I'm feeling so sad thinking about my cousins. I'm thinking,
dije, no, mi tío ya no va a estar.
I guess my uncle won't make it. A month later, we are home. Everyone's asleep when the phone rings. My dad answers. After the call, he comes to our room and says,
su tío Felipe acaba de fallecer.
Your uncle Felipe has passed away. The next morning, we go to my uncle's funeral. We stay with our cousins for a few days and then our lives just move on. One night, my sister and I are at home, sleeping in the same room. Then all of a sudden,
el radio se enciende a todo volumen.
The stereo turns on at full volume. It's a song from the city that is permanently stuck in the stereo.
¿Se escucha Shakira?
It's Shakira singing the chorus of this song where she's literally screaming,
bruta ciega, sordo, muda, torpe.
I jump out of bed and turn it off. I run to my parents' room screaming. They ask me what's going on. The stereo turned on. They say, yeah, we heard, but we thought it was you. It wasn't us. My dad says, oh, then it's just a power surge. Two nights later, for some reason, I wake up again. It's still dark and my sister is asleep.
Empiezo a escuchar unas sandalias.
I'm lying in bed when I start to hear the sound of slippers on the floor.
Shh. Shh. Shh.
It sounds like the slippers are passing in front of my bed, moving towards the door and into the hallway. But my parents don't use slippers and we don't have any guests. So I get goosebumps. I hide my face under the blanket, but leave a little hole so I can peep outside. I can't see anything, but I can still hear those footsteps. Then I stop hearing them. I get up, turn the lights on, and scream,
papá!
My dad rushes in and says, what's wrong, Paola?
Le digo, papá, es que acabo de escuchar unos pasos.
I tell him, dad, I just heard footsteps. No, that's not possible. You must have been dreaming. My sister is awake now. My dad asks her, did you hear anything? She says no. He sends me back to bed and my sister tries to calm me down.
The following night, I wake up again. I hear the same slippers in the hallway. But this time,
los pasos entraron desde la puerta de mi cuarto.
I hear the footsteps enter through my bedroom door and move across the gap between my sister's bed and mine. Finally, they stop right behind me. I'm absolutely terrified. Then I hear,
Paola, Paola.
I don't recognize the voice, but it sounds like a younger man. Not scary, kinda sweet. But it's talking to me. It's not something that is physically there. Then I hear,
Paola, I'm still here with you.
I'm completely frozen. I turn on the light and scream from the top of my lungs, Papa! My dad and my mom come running in.
Y dije, lo escuché, ya me habló, me escuché.
I heard it, it spoke. The sleeper stopped right by me and then it talked. My dad looks scared now. He says, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. So the next day we call Doña Mari. Doña Mari is this woman who performs house cleansings. She comes over and we tell her everything. She just goes, oh, okay. Like, she knows what's going on.
Tomás usa un medio, le puso copal, le puso mirra.
She grabs a clay cup and puts incense, myrrh, and some peppers in it. She burns the mixture and starts smoking all the rooms in the house. Then she passes the smoke over us and we follow her to my bedroom. Just as she enters, she says,
Algo me arañó.
Something scratched me.
Y efectivamente tiene un arañón, como un arañón de gato.
On her hand is a small scratch, as if a cat had done it. I get scared. Like, something just attacked her. But she says, it's okay. I feel like this scratch was not intentional. Then she says,
aquí en este cuarto voy a dejar esta barra de jabón con esta
daga. I'm gonna leave this soap with a dagger in this room. She pulls out this big bar of pink soap with an iron dagger stuck on it. It will help us find out if we are dealing with a good or bad spirit. It always works.
Y si detecta que es algún espíritu maligno, el jabón se va a recorrer.
If this is a bad spirit, the dagger will move. If not, it will stay in place. Then Doña Mari leaves our house and she says, I'll come back at night. So we just pray and wait for Doña Mari. But she doesn't show up. We think, well, she's not coming. So we go to bed. Then around 1 in the morning, the phone rings. My dad goes to the living room, picks up the phone. I can hear him say,
Buenas noches, Doña Mari.
My mom gets up and we follow her. We listen to my dad as he goes,
Ah, okay. Sí, 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 está bien. Okay, perfecto.
Okay, perfect. We'll call you. He hangs up. My dad says, Doña Mari told me she came by the house and she saw who's here. Up to that point, we all thought she would come visit in person. But it wasn't that type of visit.
¿Quién está?
Who is it then? Well, she describes a person who has a long nail on his pinky, jeans and slippers, very skinny, with curly black hair, and wearing a soccer jersey. As I hear this, I'm still connecting the dots. But then my mom goes,
¿Es tu cuñado, Felipe?
Oh, it's Felipe. My dad says,
No, mi cuñado era gordito.
No, he had a belly. It can't be him. He was bald. My mom says,
Pero tenía una uña larga.
But he did have that long fingernail. And you know he loved soccer, and I buried him wearing his Toluca jersey. Doña Mari comes back the next day. She sees that the dagger is still in the same place. It hasn't moved an inch. Then, after she performs another cleansing, my dad tells her,
Mi esposa dice que puede ser mi cuñado.
My wife says this could possibly be my brother-in-law, but he was chubby. He didn't look like the way you described him. Then Doña Mari says that sometimes spirits come back in the shape they liked the most when alive. Now my dad looks worried, as if he's wondering why my uncle's still here with us instead of with his daughters or my aunt. Doña Mari says,
que hay un asunto pendiente que él tiene que arreglar.
Well, he probably has some unfinished business here. But my dad says, I still want confirmation that it's him.
Faltaba una semana para mis 15 años. Una semana.
Now it's just 1 week until my 15 años. 1 week. And I wake up in the middle of the night. Everything is quiet and dark. I sit up in bed, turn towards my door,
y veo pasar una luz enorme.
And I see this huge light passing through the hallway. It's a shapeless mass of light, like a small ball. It's floating.
Sentí mucha, mucha curiosidad.
But I'm not scared. I'm curious. Is this gonna enter my room? But instead, it floats towards the dining room. Suddenly, I hear noise from the kitchen, as if someone's opening the kitchen cabinet drawer.
Ya en ese momento escucho, ¿cómo levantan la rejilla donde están los cubiertos?
I hear someone lifting the cutlery tray. And then I hear it falling inside the drawer. Then the drawer closes. That's it. Silence. I get up and slowly walk towards my dad's bedroom. He's already up, standing by his bedroom door. I tell him, did you hear that?
Y me dijo, sí, sí lo escuché.
He says, yes. Dad turns on the light and approaches the kitchen drawers. He opens the drawer, pokes around, and notices that under the cutlery tray,
estaba la foto de mi tío.
There's a photo of my uncle. It's a small square photograph with my uncle's smiling face. My dad says,
Es él.
It's him.
Y ya sé por qué.
I know why. My dad's covering his face as if he wants to cry. And then he says,
Ese último día que yo lo fui a ver.
On the day we visited him and he showed me his suit.
Yo le prometí a tu tío que te ibas a bailar con él en sus 15 años.
I promised your uncle that he would dance with you at your 15 años. My dad told him, "You're gonna dance with Paola at her 15 años, so get well." I'm sad and surprised by my dad's realization. I think for my dad, it was just a way to tell him to get better. But I don't think he realized he made a life promise.
¿Y ahora cómo vamos a cumplir la promesa?
So now I'm like, how are we gonna fulfill this promise? The day of the party, I wake up super early. I do my makeup and then we do a photo shoot in our garden next to this beautiful fountain. After that, we head to church for quinceañera mass.
Ya están mis chambelanes, ya está toda mi familia esperándome en la puerta.
My chambelanes, my family, everyone's there waiting for me. I hug my shy best friend who's there with the other chambelanes. I enter the church walking hand in hand with my mom and dad. After mass, we head over to the reception.
Cuando llego yo al salón, me quedé maravillada de lo precioso que se veía.
As I enter the hall, I'm amazed at how beautiful it looks. All of the tables have this beautiful bouquet of sunflowers. Everywhere I look, there's sunflowers. Everyone stands up and is cheering for me as I walk into the room. I go from table to table, greeting all my guests. We all have dinner. And finally, it's time for me to perform my dances. The master of ceremonies calls me to the dance floor. The first dance is with my chambelanes, a Viennese waltz. The second dance is a rock and roll song for which I do lots of pirouettes. The third dance is with my dad. And finally, it's time for the final family waltz.
Yo estoy preparada. Sé lo que tengo que hacer.
I've prepared myself for this moment. I know I have to do this. The master of ceremonies says, "And now we ask Felipe Bernal to join Paola." I get to the middle of the room. I turn around and my cousin is sitting down on the dance floor, facing me, wearing a gray suit. He stands up and walks to me. As he's walking towards me, I notice he has a photograph sticking out in his front pocket. It's a picture of my uncle. The same picture we found in the drawer.
Cuando él me toma, cruzamos nuestra mirada.
Then my cousin takes me by the arm and we lock eyes, as if saying, "This is it. We know who we are here for. Let's do this." As we dance the entire time, I'm staring at my uncle's eyes in the picture. I have this feeling that this isn't my cousin that I'm dancing with. It's my uncle. I feel a lot of joy, a lot of peace, a lot of love. The entire time I'm just talking to my uncle Felipe in my mind, saying,
"Aquí está esta promesa, aquí la cumplimos."
Here we are, fulfilling our promise. You know, in life, we go around making promises that we can't fulfill. Sometimes we don't realize how powerful words are when we say, "Yes, I promise you this and that." We don't even know if the other person is going to be around. So you gotta make sure to express your love in life, not death. But even then,
hay lealtad todavía después de la muerte, ¿no? Hay...
There's loyalty and love even after death. My cousin spins me around one last time. The music stops and I think,
hecho está.
It is done. Everyone applauds. After that,
nunca más supimos nada de mi tío.
We never heard from my uncle again.
Thank you, Paola Gonzalez, for sharing your story with The Spooked. Paola's voice in English was by Lou Aruti. The original score was by Doug Stewart, and this piece was produced by Eric Yanez. Now, Spooked is a path we walk together. A search to push back the fabric of unreality. And there are some who say the interactions that bind us together can be manipulated. If you know the perfect combination of ingredients, there are recipes for luck, concoctions for power. But what I'm looking for, Spooksters, is someone with knowledge of the most elusive elixir of all, the potion for love, where supposedly you can draw your chosen beloved simply by consuming a specially concocted draft. Really? Do you know of such a thing? Have you drank from this chalice yourself? It seems problematic. But holla at me. Spooked@snapjudgment.org, because there is nothing better than a spook story from a spooked listener. Spooked is brought to you by the team that grew up dreaming of exactly what they would wear at their quinceañera, especially Mark Ristich, who after a lot of back and forth and soul searching decided to go with the pink and white lace, the matching shoes. There's David Kim, Zoe Ferrigno, Ann Ford, Eric Yanez, Teo DeCott, Marissa Dodge, Miles Lassie, Yari Bundy, Doug Stewart, Paulina Creaky, Elizabeth V. Pardue, Aditi Umatu, and Lulu Jemima. The Spook theme song is by Pat Messini Miller. My name is Gunn Washington. And time is a thief. Every single thing you have, every person you love, time will steal away. And I've tried to hide my perfect moments from her grasp. The I love it here moments. The this now is perfect scenes. I beg her to let me have this. Let me stay here, knowing full well she devours everything. But time is also our greatest benefactor. She snatches away the darkness as well as the light, everything, because the single most powerful command in all the universe is that this too shall pass. Always, always and forever, this shall pass. So at long last, instead of running away from time's gaze, I've decided I will turn toward it. As she will take all from me, I will steal from her. And since we know she hides secrets in darkness and shadow, I've decided to never, ever, 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 never, ever, never turn out the lights. This story was summoned in the dark of night by KQED and PRX.